It was the biggest snowstorm of the year, not the kind you dig out from very quickly. And the evening news showed one hazard of such a storm that was really out of the ordinary, a hazard that should not have happened. The man in the news had started the challenging job of shoveling the sidewalk in front of his house, which happened to be on a main street. Okay, get ready now. At the same time, of course, the city snowplows were doing what they should do. Are you running ahead of me? They were busily moving the snow that was clogging those main streets, and that's when it happened. Are you guessing? Somehow it was captured on video for all of us news watchers to see. The snowplow roared past the man on the sidewalk, showered him with a heavy shower of snow, spraying out either side, and literally buried Mr. Shoveler in a sudden avalanche. Not from the sky, well, sort of, from the sky and from the street. The snowplow plowed onward, and the operator never even knew what he had done. Well, thankfully, the man on the sidewalk was able to dig out unharmed, but he was, to say the least, stunned. After all, snowplows are for unburying streets, not for burying people, right? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about human snowplows. So apparently the driver was so focused on what he was doing, he inadvertently snowplowed a person. Excuse me, but you don't have to drive a snowplow to make that mistake. Sadly, I think I've done it way too many times in my life. And it's possible you could be unintentionally snowplowing some people you know. Look, maybe you're like me. I mean, you're a make-it-happen, goal-oriented, destination-oriented person. And God can really use those characteristics. But there's a downside. If people get snowplowed, because all you can see is your goal. And then there's the example of the man who had more to get done during his life than any man ever has, Jesus Christ. He was intensely goal-oriented, doing whatever it took to accomplish his life-saving mission. Listen, for example, to Luke 9:51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Look, it's why he had come. He's not going to be deterred. But Jesus was no snowplow. In Luke 18, some of Israel's religious big shots are meeting with Jesus. The disciples are playing goalie, telling parents who are bringing their children to Jesus to take off until Jesus himself called the children to him. He's always had time for the children. They didn't have any votes to cast. They had no money to give him, no keys to any doors, but he set aside everything just to be with the kids. And then in Luke 18:39-40, our word for today from the Word of God. We hear of this visit to Jericho, where the townsfolk wanted to make a good impression on him. So they told the local blind beggar to stop his embarrassing yelling for Jesus' attention. But here's what it says. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. And Jesus took time with that man that nobody had time for, and he healed him. The man with more to do than anyone ever had to do, was more sensitive to the people along the way than anyone has ever been. He is the one you are following. If you've been snowplowing people as you move towards your goals, maybe even your family, your coworkers, you know what? That's just too high a price to pay for progress. When you're moving fast, people can become something less than those precious image of God creations to you. They can become objects, obstacles, intrusions, tools to just get a job done. But how totally unlike your master that is. Long after your work is done and your mission has been accomplished, the people in your life will still be there. Don't ever let your work leave them buried by your human snowplow. They just matter too much to Jesus for that to happen.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.